USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, found guilty of murder and manslaughter Tuesday, will be sentenced in 8 weeks. He will remain in jail awaiting sentencing. 22 coronavirus patients in India who are on ventilators have died after an oxygen tanker leaked at their hospital. Numerous reports are saying 22 people have died due to the interrupted supply of oxygen on Wednesday at the Zakir Hussain Hospital in the city of Nashik. Nashik is about 80 miles northeast of Mumbai. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned against provoking his country in his annual State of the Union speech Wednesday, promising a swift retaliation against anyone who crossed Russia's red lines. Putin said Moscow will respond harshly, quickly, and asymmetrically to foreign provocations. Russia has been building up its military along the Ukrainian border for several weeks. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now, Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
A police officer in Columbus, Ohio, has shot dead a 16-year-old girl while responding to an emergency call over an attempted stabbing on Tuesday. The teenager is identified as Makia Bryant. Columbus police have released body cam footage, which appears to show the girl attacking others with a knife before being shot. An inquiry is underway, with officials urging local residents to remain calm. The officer involved, who has not been named, has been placed on administrative leave. The markets are showing some signs of exhaustion. Most major parts of the market have run up significantly in the past month, but there is a growing concern that we are at peak everything. That is peak earnings growth, peak economic data, and peak reopening. It should be noted that the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 76% from a year ago, but we've had bear markets before, but we've never had this type of rally in such a short period of time. The cooling of the speculative market and a sudden change in interest rates has proven to be an uphill battle for the speculative corner of the market. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Washington struggles to put together an infrastructure package to help America's ailing inner workings, GOP leaders are putting together a plan of their own. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure: roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion-dollar bill.
President Biden's proposal carries a price tag of roughly $3 trillion. The Republican plan would cost roughly a third of that. Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, thanked her Democrat colleagues Tuesday after they successfully tabled a motion by Republican lawmakers to censure her over inflammatory remarks she made about the Derek Chauvin trial over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.